This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The marquee Texas matchup in this fall's election is the U.S. Senate bout, Republican Ted Cruz versus Democrat Beto O'Rourke. And tonight in Dallas, they climb into the ring together for the first time. Ben Philpott's on the line for this week's Friday Conversation. He tracks the political contenders and pretenders at KUT in Austin. Ben, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hello.
Okay, let's break it down. What are the five things you'll be listening for in tonight's debate?
So tonight's debate is focused on domestic policy, and from the president all the way down to the state legislature here in Texas, immigration and border security have been the two big things being pushed by Republicans. And so I expect immigration and Congressman O'Rourke's response to different things that Senator Cruz has been saying. Also, health care, as the Affordable Care Act has been kind of stripped of different provisions over the last couple of years, the percentage of people in Texas without health insurance has ticked back up. Jobs, of course. How is the Texas economy doing? Guns, because that is just a constant debate across the nation. And of course, Donald Trump, President Trump, will make an appearance in the rhetoric that we're going to hear.
Now, it's interesting that O'Rourke actually doesn't tend to focus on Trump a tremendous amount. I mean, he's kind of trying to present this, you know, good guy agenda, but he's definitely not an attack dog the way he's gone into this.
No, he hasn't. He's been spending his time talking about what he would do as a senator. And Ted Cruz has been spending his time talking about what he thinks Congressman O'Rourke would do if he became senator. And, you know, one of those things, he talked about how O'Rourke would want to vote to impeach President Trump. And I think that, you know, while O'Rourke may not bring up Trump's name, I would assume Senator Cruz would bring up his name to try and, you know, gin up support for Trump's base here in Texas.
Let's talk a little bit about the polls. Over the last couple of months, they've been narrowing steadily. But then this week, we have one poll showing Cruz up 9 points, and then one the very next day showing O'Rourke ahead by 2 among likely voters. What are we supposed to make of that?
You know, in Texas, you need about 800, 900 people as part of a survey for it to really be considered a good survey. And you need to know, you said this was likely voters. You need to know, are they talking to likely voters? Are they talking to registered voters? Mm-hmm. What's the population there? And all this information, if you can't readily find it about a poll, then, you know, maybe look a little crossways at the poll.
So where do you think this race stands right now?
You know, I think this race is a close race. The incumbent agreeing to 3 full debates mm-hmm. in a race where the incumbent's up by 10, 15 points would be unheard of. And Senator Cruz needs the debates just as much as Congressman O'Rourke does to make sure their base is coming out and that maybe they're persuading some people on the fence to vote for them.
One of the big questions obviously coming out of a debate is who won. That's often really depends on your perspective going in. Do you think we'll see a home run coming out of this debate?
I think the base of both of these candidates will see a home run. It's more about whether or not we see a blatant mistake that somebody makes in a debate. You know, in Texas here, we're all familiar with Governor Perry's blatant mistake at a debate and how that helped to really sink his presidential ambitions. So, you know, home runs will be seen by the partisans, but it's the mistakes that the people in the middle will be looking for to help make their minds up.
Democrats across the country have been talking about a blue wave this fall. But this week we had a state Senate special election in Southwest Texas that actually turned a blue district red. Does that tell us anything?
I think across the state, you still see Democrats believing that this is a wave year across the country, and that could help them. But of course, what a wave year in Texas could mean is a race where a Republican congressperson won by 20 points. They may this time win by 8 points. You know, that's a mm-hmm. big swing, but it is still a win for a Republican.
That's KUT's Ben Philpott. He'll be watching tonight with a lot of Texans as Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz hold their first debate in Dallas. Ben Philpott, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.